Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Can I come to see you at 10 o'clock, Professor Wang? I wonder if you can help me with my paper.
I will be having a class then. Why not come 40 minutes later?
Okay, see you then.
Text 2. If you'd like to go there for dinner this evening...I'll phone the restaurant and reserve another place.
Thank you, but I promised my sister I'd take her to the airport.
Text 3. Hi, Alice. Would you like to go mountain climbing with me next week?
Mountain climbing?
Yes, you need some exercise.Mountain climbing is one of the best ways to build your strength, balance, and put you in very good health.
Text 4. How about going out for supper tonight?
Good idea. Let's try some Italian food, shall we?
Oh no, I had that yesterday.Do you like Chinese food or Japanese food?
Chinese food.
Text 5. Will you go to the cinema this Saturday, Bob?
I'm afraid I can't. I'll have my music lessons then.
I didn't mean in the morning or afternoon. I meant in the evening.
Oh, that's quite a different thing.
Second, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话。或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Susan, please pass me a copy of China Daily.
Here you are.
I want to find what's on this weekend.
Is there anything good on?
The Beijing Opera is showing on Saturday evening. Do you like Beijing Opera?
Oh yes, very much. When and where will it be?
At 7:30 in Beihai Park.
Let's go and see it, okay?
Good idea. Susan, please pass me a copy of China Daily.
Here you are.
I want to find what's on this weekend.
Is there anything good on?
The Beijing Opera is showing on Saturday evening. Do you like Beijing Opera?
Oh yes, very much. When and where will it be?
At 7:30 in Beihai Park.
Let's go and see it, okay?
Good idea.
听第七段材料回答第八九题。
I'd like to put an ad in the newspaper, please.
For what?
Well, I want to sell my furniture. I'm moving.
I see. May I have your name, please?
Claire Taylor.
C-L-A-I-R-E. And your address?
The Garden Apartment on Books Road.
Well, The price depends on the size, not on the words. So, if you want to use shorter words, that might save you some money.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have everything written out here, but I'll just check it over before I give it to you.
Okay.
I'd like to put an ad in the newspaper, please.
For what?
Well, I want to sell my furniture. I'm moving.
I see. May I have your name, please?
Claire Taylor.
C-L-A-I-R-E. And your address?
The Garden Apartment on Books Road.
Well, the price depends on the size, not on the words. So, if you want to use shorter words, that might save you some money.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have everything written out here, but I'll just check it over before I give it to you.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Fred Dooley, and I'm calling from the Diet Program. Did you know that for $9.99 a week?
Thanks so much for calling, Fred, but you've really called me at a bad time.
Well, but there's never a bad time to hear about.
Fred, your program sounds interesting, but I really can't talk right now. Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't you give me your phone number and I'll call you back? I want to be sure I reach you, so you'd better give me your home phone number. Oh, and you should tell me what time you eat dinner, so I can be sure to call you then.
I don't want you to call me while I'm eating dinner. That would be annoying.
But you're calling me at home during my dinner.
Well,
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Fred Dooley, and I'm calling from the Diet Program. Did you know that for $9.99 a week?
Thanks so much for calling, Fred, but you've really called me at a bad time.
Well, but there's never a bad time to hear about.
Fred, your program sounds interesting, but I really can't talk right now. Hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't you give me your phone number and I'll call you back? I want to be sure I reach you, so you'd better give me your home phone number. Oh, and you should tell me what time you eat dinner, so I can be sure to call you then.
I don't want you to call me while I'm eating dinner. That would be annoying.
But you're calling me at home during my dinner.
Well, Good evening, listeners, and welcome to How Green Are You? I'm your host, Alan. You can call the hotline to win a cash prize of $10,000. Let's meet the first caller now. Hello.
Hi, I am Sally.
I think you already know the rules. Two questions and one true or false question. And if you can answer all the questions correctly, you'll win the money. Our first question. What equipment in the kitchen uses the most energy?
Is it the stove? No, it's the dishwasher. No, it's the refrigerator.
Right. Next question. Besides buying an energy-saving car, what can you do to go the farthest using the same gas?
You shouldn't drive your car over the speed limit. Driving fast wastes gas.
That's right. Okay, now, I'll read a statement and you tell me whether it's true or false. It takes 7,000 trees to print a Sunday edition of the New York Times newspaper.
False.
Actually, that's true. It takes 75,000 trees to print the Sunday Times, and about 90% of all Sunday newspapers read in this country are not recycled. I'm sorry, Sally. Good evening, listeners, and welcome to How Green Are You? I'm your host, Alan. You can call the hotline to win a cash prize of $10,000. Let's meet the first caller now. Hello.
Hi, I am Sally.
I think you already know the rules. Two questions and one true or false question, and if you can answer all the questions correctly, you'll win the money. Our first question, what equipment in the kitchen uses the most energy?
Is it the stove? No, it's the dishwasher. No, it's the refrigerator.
Right. Next question. Besides buying an energy-saving car, what can you do to go the farthest using the same gas?
You shouldn't drive your car over the speed limit. Driving fast wastes gas.
That's right. Okay, now, I'll read a statement and you tell me whether it's true or false. It takes 7,000 trees to print a Sunday edition of the New York Times newspaper.
False.
Actually, that's true. It takes 75,000 trees to print the Sunday Times, and about 90% of all Sunday newspapers read in this country are not recycled. I'm sorry, Sally.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Good morning and welcome to the BBC News Special. Have you ever heard of a four-year-old college student? But this is true of Nicholas McMahon, who is now studying at college because he is too clever for school. Nicholas spoke well before he was one. At 18 months, he took telephone messages for his parents. At two, he began to learn French. The strange thing about Nicholas is that he taught himself to read before he could speak. His parents knew immediately that he could read. When he could speak, he corrected their spelling. He tried two different schools, but he was bored and unhappy, and his parents decided that he couldn't stay there. His teachers did not have enough time to prepare special lessons for Nicholas. The McMahons had no idea what to do with him. Then the West London Institute offered to help. Nicholas spends some of his time there and also studies at home. He reads the newspaper every day and he can play the violin well. He doesn't have any social life in the school. Nicholas is a clever child and the teachers want to help him in every way.
Good morning and welcome to the BBC News Special. Have you ever heard of a four-year-old college student? But this is true of Nicholas McMahon, who is now studying at college because he is too clever for school. Nicholas spoke well before he was one. At 18 months, he took telephone messages for his parents. At two, he began to learn French. The strange thing about Nicholas is that he taught himself to read before he could speak. His parents knew immediately that he could read. When he could speak, he corrected their spelling. He tried two different schools, but he was bored and unhappy, and his parents decided that he couldn't stay there. His teachers did not have enough time to prepare special lessons for Nicholas. The McMahons had no idea what to do with him. Then the West London Institute offered to help. Nicholas spends some of his time there and also studies at home. He reads the newspaper every day, and he can play the violin well. He doesn't have any social life in the school. Nicholas is a clever child, and the teachers want to help him in every way.